It is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. New Hampshire is one of 13 states that allows baiting to hunt bears. But last fall, four bears died suddenly in the town of Stark after eating chocolate at a bait site. And now NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown reports Fish and Game is considering banning the use of chocolate as bear bait.
People who bait bears do it largely with stuff that otherwise would get thrown away. Stale donuts, expired pastries, and the discarded seconds from candy factories. There are around 1,400 registered baiting sites in New Hampshire and more unregistered ones on people's private property, so we're talking tons of Boston cream donuts in the woods. Last night, Fish and Game held a public hearing asking hunters, in light of the four poison bears, what they thought of a total ban on chocolate as bear bait. The responses broke roughly into three camps. First, folks like bear hunting guide Ken Dion from Amherst, who thinks the ban is a knee-jerk reaction.
I can tell you, I've never found a dead bear. I don't know any other guides that have. I can tell you that the dog season overlaps our baiting season, and if we were killing bears at our bait sites, I believe some of these houndsmen would have found these dead bears over the years. Of course, that hasn't happened.
Next up, a group represented by longtime bear baiter Chuck Bolton from Ware.
There's plenty of bait available that doesn't have chocolate in it. I know a lot of hunters, or several hunters at least, that avoid it. They make out fine. And I want to encourage you to do the right thing. The right thing is to protect these bears. Thank you.
I guess I'll make this short. I had a big, long spiel I was going to give you.
And finally, Gary Pillsbury, a hunter who says nobody wants to see bears poisoned, but banning all chocolate?
I think that if we did away with chocolates in liquid form, chocolates in a solid form, and allowed the hunters to use donuts or pastries, but no types of solid chocolate, I think that would do the trick.
There is one last group, which at least at this hearing was definitely in the minority. Those who, like Tyson Miller from Canterbury, say they believe in the fair chase.
If I were to pay a guide and that guide were to lead me to a spot with three bears sitting around eating a bunch of chocolate donuts, I'd want my money back.
One thing that's undeniable is baiting works. 20 years ago, fewer than 1 in 5 hunters used bait to attract bears. Today, more than half do. Simultaneously, the success rate of New Hampshire bear hunters has doubled. And bear baiters make the perhaps counterintuitive argument that beyond being effective, baiting is a more ethical way of making a kill. David Nickerson is a bear hunter from Concord who has personally taken up the fight against Fish and Game's proposal.
So one, the ethical aspect of shooting something moving, potentially just wounding it. The second is if you do shoot a sow, the cub mortality is 80%.
Nickerson has gone to great lengths to show that Baker's chocolate, not the lighter chocolates, was the culprit behind the death of these four bears. He has demanded Fish and Game employees' emails, asked a court for an injunction, and has spent countless hours researching. So far to no avail. He says the bait site in question had 90 pounds of straight Baker's chocolate, which contains more of the toxic chemical theobromine. And it was all that Baker's chocolate, not chocolate in general, that killed the bears. He cites an email from Inga Sidor, the UNH veterinarian who did the necropsy of the dead bears.
She calculated all out that 10 pounds of milk chocolate would be required by the studies that she did, and she says that it doesn't make sense. It seems high. It could be that the chocolate in the pile was not all the same. Maybe a mix of Baker's and milk chocolate, and this information has been hidden.
You know, there are very few sure things in life.
And this is Inga Sidor. She says Nickerson has it wrong, and based on lab tests, they cannot know if the four bears that died ate Baker's chocolate or not. But they do know this. A sample of chocolate that was left over on the site was milk chocolate, and there was undigested milk chocolate in the bears' stomachs.
This case certainly suggests that milk chocolate is not a safe compound for bears.
And Sidor says if milk chocolate is dangerous, a lot of other commonly used baits should be banned, too.
I found a recipe for chocolate donuts on the internet, and I did the metric conversions, and the concentration of theobromine in a chocolate donut is the same as the concentration of theobromine in milk chocolate.
But the dose makes the poison, and it's not clear whether mixing chocolate with other baits, think chocolate chip cookies or chocolate frosted donuts, would add up to enough theobromine to poison bears. Following this input session, the elected Fish and Game Commissioners will decide on whether to adopt the final rule. They say they've had hundreds of comments in favor of getting chocolate out of the woods, but tonight they also got an earful from hunters from all over the state. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.